This is your Words of Hope for August 5, 2020. In today's devotional, we think about how it makes a big difference how things are framed and phrased. And we realize that living a life of gratitude for what God has done for us means that we bear fruit in our lives that brings Him glory and honor. The title of today's devotional is The Light, and was written by Scott Jose. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we continue reading from the book of Colossians. We're going to read chapter 1, verses 10 through 14. So as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to Him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Well, when you put it that way, we have all used this common little expression. Maybe you are tempted to skip a program involving your niece at her school some afternoon. It's not that big a deal, you say to your spouse. It's like a 20-minute program. Well, okay, your spouse may reply. If you don't mind breaking a little girl's heart, then that's fine. Well, when you put it that way, you say as you reach for your coat and car keys. Paul wished that his beloved friends would be patient and fruitful. He knew it was tough to be a Christian in those days when persecution was common. So he prayed for endurance, for strength. He prayed that despite the obstacles, their faith would bear good fruit. That was what he prayed for the Colossians. But then Paul reminded them why this was important. Because they were children of the light. Because in Jesus, God had taken them out of the realm of dreadful, spiritual darkness and had transferred them into a new realm of light and life. That is what God has done for you, Paul proclaimed, and that is why you need to bear fruit. Well, Paul, when you put it that way, then our motivation to live God-glorifying lives is pretty obvious. That's no small thing God did for us. Bearing fruit for God is the least we can do in return. When you pray today, thank God for His salvation in your heart and life. My prayer for you is that the Holy Spirit will grow fruit in your life. Today's devotional was written by Scott Jose. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit WOH.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@WOH.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.